which puts them in last place, tied with Lakers, 6 games behind the 7-0 USA in league play. This season marks the first season for Jacob Mayhew as head coach, and he has his hands full and a deck stacked a bit against him. 16 games under his belt, just 3 victories. In recent years, the Vassar Vulcans were a force to be reckoned with. Last year, they went 16-6, and the year before, 15-5. This season, unfortunately, their averages have gone in directions that do not favor their outcome, as their offense has dropped and defense, well, it's gone up. Through 16 games, Vassar scores on average just 38 points a game and allows 53, so an overall average of negative 15 points. It doesn't get much better, if at all, for the Vulcans when they travel out of town. They are just 1-6 on the year when away, their only victory against Saginaw Arts and Sciences. So on the road, the score 36.2 and allow 55.7, an average away deficit of negative 19.5 points. Before the January 20th game against Lakers, they had been victorious in every outing since the 2014 season against the Lakers. The last Laker victory in Vulcan loss comes back on January 10th, 2014, at Lakers 55, Vassar 48. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Vassar Vulcans?
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Jacob Mayhew, he did not take over the Vassar Vulcans until it was kind of too late where you couldn't go to a summer program. So he was behind the eight ball right off of the get-go. But I'll tell you what, he does have one of the area's youngest teams. They do return 3 seniors, but 2 of them are the ones that are the movers and the shakers, Luke Bogert and Caleb Weisenberger. They do introduce sophomore Ricardo Macon and a junior, Jackson Noel, into the lineup, and they are exciting to watch. Now, while it has been a struggle over the entire season, valuable experience has been gained by this team.
The life of a Vulcan, well, it started out with 2 big losses to Carroll and Marlette in double digits, but then rebounded well with 2 straight victories. Since then, though, just 1 victory in 12 games, a span of 44 days. Their lone victory was Cass City at home, 59-45.
It's amazing. They go ahead and turn it on when they do. They can beat anybody. This team has talent. I think I've mentioned that already. I saw them at home against Deckerville, and Deckerville is a really good team. They only lost by 1, but it's very evident that the athleticism of this team will keep them in games. All they need is just the experience, and they're getting it day by day.
Vassar is currently on a 5-game losing streak since February 1st. Vassar lost to Reese on the road, 27-64. Bad Axe at home, 39-50, as well as the Bay City Catholics, 43-66. Then they lost at USA, 47-81 a week ago. And then this past Wednesday against Deckerville on their home court by a mere point, 46-47. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they enter tonight at 5-11 overall. Their best win by record would have to be at Ubley, when they won 33-31, their worst loss, you've got 11 of them. They're 1-6-0 in the Greater Thumb West, tied for last place with Vassar, 6 games behind USA. Ron Schwarzenegger will have 35 games under his belt as the commander-in-chief of the Allied Forces of Laker Country. And in those 35 games at the helm of the Wheeled L, Schwarzenegger has been able to muster 9 wins, a .257 batting average, 9-26. Despite a less than ideal overall record, the numbers are heading in the right direction. The Lakers are seeing a high offense production and a low number on defense in comparison to a year ago. Through 16 games in the 2017 campaign, the green and white score on average 42.6 and allow 48.4. So overall, Lakers lose by an average of 5.8 points. In the first outing against Vassar, it was in that town of Tuscola County that floods every spring, and the final score was a 6-point victory for the Lakers, 45-39. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that green and white huddle.
I'll tell you what, as far as Coach Ron Schwarzendruber, he is a great teacher. And they're going in the right direction. Things are close here for the Lakers. There was an injection of JV youth, but the Lakers do have 3 mainstays. 5'9 junior guard Brendan Wisner, he's amazing. 6'2 Seth Bowles. Those two have been really consistent, by the way, together. And 6' Braden Smith. They're the ones that are going to go ahead and help this program go forward. Now listen for seniors Drew Scholler and Travis Deering to turn into some solid performances, especially tonight's going to be needed. And I think they are just absolutely essential for a Laker victory at this time.
Well, the Lakers story last season, they finished on a 14-game losing streak. This season, the Lakers won 3 of their first 4, but then followed up with 3 straight losses all at home. Then they beat Northern and Vassar in consecutive games before dropping the last seven games.
Well, tonight's a good night to turn things around. The opportunity presents itself. So I'm looking for the seniors to go ahead and lead this Laker team to play well and just go out and get it.
They're currently on a seven-game losing streak, falling to Harbor Beach, Reese, USA, Cass City, Ubley, Bad Axe, and Brown City in that order. This past Wednesday, they lost to Brown City by 11 in front of their own fans, 41-52. It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John Mooney, the current standings are Clark Ramsey 4, John Mooney 1 in Las Vegas 1.
I'm getting killed.
But you're finally on the board. Las Vegas has Lakers favored by 8.5 points, and since you won last week, you get to go first.
Well, here you go. This is going to be a fearless forecast, but I'm going to go with the Lakers by 6.
Lakers by 6? Well, I was going to take Lakers by 7, quite frankly.
Well, yeah, it worked out. Because truthfully, this game could go the other way just as easily.
I agree. It's time for a short break, and when we return, we'll have our starting lineups on the WLAW Sports Network.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind,
cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What?
No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joes a 10.
We give Hard Joes a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Hard Joes Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joes Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
It's Lakers hosting the Vassar Vulcans and coming home night in Laker country. Let's find out our starting lineups. First, starting for the Vassar Vulcans, coached by Jacob Mayhew. Number one, a junior, Jackson Knoll. Number 21, a senior, Caleb Weisenberger. Number 25, senior, Luke Bogert. Number 32, junior, Jervon Wilson. And number 51, a junior, Trey Callahan. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, at guard, true point guard, a senior, Drew Scholler. Number four, junior, Brennan Wisner, all around great athlete, third year on varsity.
Yes.
Number 10, senior, Seth Bowles, plays down to the post. Number 15, senior, Travis Deering, out on the wing. And number 34, down at the other post, a junior, Braden Smith. Lakers coached by Ron Swartz, Gerber's second year at the helm, building the program here.
It's going in the right direction, that's for sure. And the kids are all fired up right now, just looking at them. They're ready to roll.
Got a good crowd in front of them tonight. Vassar will be moving right to left across your radio in their away black uniforms, orange, black, and white stripes for horizontally down their sides. Vassar across her chest in orange